winter. Wow.
Yeah, anyhow. The new early sunrise bringing all sorts of great things. In the middle of forgotten America, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. The voice of reason, this is the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, another big blast of early vicious weather smacking our friends from Marquette through the Sioux and all the way south now to the Indiana line in Ohio. Maybe 5 to 9 inches of snow in some area. Yeah, 5 to 9. You got it. Number two, the Auto No Fault Reality Tour continues today with stories of survivors, providers, and all the people affected by the massive changes to Michigan's car insurance laws that take full effect in July. And number one, smartphones killing us. I've told you that for a long time. The smartphones are making us collectively stupid. But now I can tell you they're also killing us. And no, not because of tumors and other such nonsense, because of good old-fashioned stress. I'll get to that in a moment, but make sure you stay with us for this hour. Because coming up at the end of hour three here, we'll have Dick Thalen, part three. Dick Thalen, a 92-year-old veteran this Veterans Day, who survived the sinking of the USS Indianapolis, made famous by the movie Jaws and Robert Shaw, but this is a man who actually witnessed it happen. We'll have part three of that interview. And then up today on the brand new SteveGruber.com website, coming up a bit later, extended conversation with Dick Thalen, some of the medals he received, the friends that he made, and the way that being a veteran and being on that ship that sank after delivering the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima, he shares all of it. You don't want to miss any of it. But let's talk about your smartphones for a moment. Not politics, not anything else, not all the things that go on, not social media, but smartphones. This is where we get all of this funneling of information. And if you're a news junkie, man, the smartphone was the greatest thing ever invented. A guy like me I'm a news junkie, and I have been my whole life. And if you like social media and you want to know what your friends are up to and you just have to, you know, you got to be on there and for Twitter or if you're younger, Snapchat and Instagram, Pinterest, man, you got to know what's going on all the time. And you're hyped up all the time. I mean, smartphones have gone from being basically a status symbol. I remember seeing the first big screen iPhone. The guy had, and he touched the screen, and he swiped, and I'm like, wow. He swiped the screen, and another picture came out. It's like, wow. And it was great, and all this information, and you can talk to people and stay in touch. But it's not something that sets you free, the smartphone. It is an electronic tether that we voluntarily take with us so people know where we are, what we're doing, and they can get a hold of us 24 hours a day. We have no freedom at all, oftentimes. And now there's an increasing body of research showing that smartphones can interfere with our sleep, our productivity, mental health, impulse control. I mean, look what's number one on the internet these days, pornography. And if you have the odd impulse, well, even having a smartphone within reach can actually reduce your cognitive capacity. As I've said for a very long time, lots of smartphones making a lot of very dumb people. And it's suggested that having smartphones around could shorten your life. And the reason for that is because of a dramatic increase in cortisol. Cortisol, if you don't know, is one of those stress hormones. The stress hormone, cortisol, often mislabeled as the primary fight or flight hormone that springs us into action when we're facing a threat. It's actually adrenaline that does that, by the way. Cortisol is produced when we are under stress. Its role is to keep the body on high alert, increasing blood sugar levels, suppressing the immune system. Got to be on call all the time. Who called? Who texted? What's going on? Did somebody post on Facebook? What's the latest headline? All of these things. You know, and cortisol serves us well when we're dealing with an immediate threat that needs resolution. But when we're faced with ongoing emotional stress 24/7, work emails, and everything else, cortisol can lead to all sorts of big health problems, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, depression, and the long-term risk for disease like heart attack, stroke, dementia are also increased. Which, as I just mentioned, can lead to an early death. Ask around. How many people say they are more or less stressed by having a cell phone around? I'd say most people say more stressed. Now, we haven't had them around long enough to really figure out. They've been here about 10 years in the capacity they are now. But studies are being done now focusing on cortisol. A recent study did find greater smartphone use was associated with a greater rise in cortisol awakening response. The natural spike in cortisol that happens about 30 minutes after waking up to get ready for the day. Cortisol comes up, you know, you roll out, you have a coffee, you kind of go take a shower, whatever it is, whatever your routine is. 30, 40 minutes after that, cortisol starts to elevate. You know, awakening responses that are too high or too low are associated with poor physical and mental health. Smartphone use did not affect participants' natural pattern of cortisol rises and falls throughout the day, but other studies have pointed to a link between smartphone use and chronically elevated cortisol levels. Digital stress, some call it. Communication overload. Stimulus overload. Target confusion. Have you ever picked up your phone and looked and said, oh, I've got a text message, an email, oh, and a new headline. Oh, and look at this on social media. Which one do I go to first? Do I do this first? That first? Oh. You ever have that happen? It's called target confusion. Happens to me sometimes when I'm pheasant hunting. Ooh, rooster, rooster, rooster. That's just me. Target confusion. And sometimes when the pheasants get up and there's three or four roosters in front of you, target confusion causes you to miss every single one. And then you're stressed because you blew it. So when you look, is there an email, a text message, a new headline, or something that's just been posted to social media, and you're all of a sudden you're back and forth, and I'm sorry, I got to get to all of it, and then there's another one. Enough already. No wonder our kids are stressed out. No wonder you're stressed out. And dealing with stress, not as simple as just having periods of going cold turkey. The withdrawals associated with unofficial condition known as nomophobia, the fear of not having your phone, nomophobia, also increases cortisol. You need one of those, I'm going to say it, you need one of those apps that controls your screen time. Screen time is by Apple. Action Dash is Android. Or the Moment app to take an audit of how often you use your phone, which apps take up most of your time, and what you can do about it. Time to get healthy, people. Have real human interactivity. Stop using your phone as a digital friend. It's not your friend. It's a device to monitor your behavior and where you go and to collect your data. Use it as such and set it down for a while. Try it more often. You'll be pleased that you do. That's yeah, I'm going to get off my soapbox. I've got to check the headlines and see what was posted on Facebook. So I'm going to do that, and I'll be back after the break. It's 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.